so much junk. My wife is a big bottle collector, and so am I.
Mm-hmm.
I got one little building in my backyard, my museum number two, that looks like it. I'm not a drinker, but I believe the old-time saloon.
Uh-huh.
It's built like an old-time saloon, the sign on the Last Chance Saloon, inside my bottle collection. I got one bottle in there, 75 years old, it's worth $15, soda water bottle.
Wow. People would never thought, you know, back then that bottle would ever be worth $15.
Yes, whole United States is bottle collecting crazy.
Yeah, that's true. I think you're right. I know the house in my hometown, Wichita Falls, now, she didn't have real valuable ones, I guess, because there's this tree out front, and she has these bottles on the limbs of the tree.
No, my wife wants me to do that, too. Oh, he orders full of stuff.
Yeah.
You talk about Wichita Falls. You know, I got a nephew there who's a barber.
Oh, really? Wichita Falls?
Yeah, he lives way southwest of the lake, I think, somewhere around.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Hollenshock.
I don't know anybody by that.
No, you probably wouldn't know it. Wichita Falls is not a small town.
No, it's not. Not anymore. Not anymore.
We were there, we come to that 2 years ago.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Yeah, you always go through it. Like, we go through it if we go to Colorado. You know, from Dallas, you get to go, you know, that way. We don't have to go that way, but we did go by and spend the night with my parents, you know. Let me see. Where did you keep the food? In the kitchen or off the kitchen room?
You got a question that I don't know how to answer.
Did you keep it?
Well, some the perishable food, I'm sure we had icebergs. It was kept in there.
Yeah?
We had a milk cow. We had pigs. At the time, it was not restricted like it's now. We had chickens.
Uh-huh.
I can remember a few funny incidents about all that.
Like what?
I must have been about 6 years of age, maybe seven, and my brother was five and the other one was four. So from High Hill, my uncle and aunt came over there for a visit. My uncle stayed at my daddy's place myself and his wife visited my mother in the house. Here comes those two little brothers of mine, coated with pig pen mud from top to bottom. Talk about mama being mortified, horrified to see her sister-in-law see all this.
And
2 weeks ago, we were in Houston. I asked my two brothers, do you remember that? Said, oh, yeah.
Did they get a paddling for that?
No, I don't remember, but I did or not.
But she was mad. Let me see. What about vegetables? Where'd you keep vegetables, that you were...
We never stored vegetables? No, we never had no such thing. I can't remember. We had our garden, and we used something to get it fresh out of the garden.
Didn't she ever have canned stuff?
If Mama canned anything, I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
I know she canned by the lift in High Hill, and also love, but she canned. Canned all the time.
Uh-huh.
Then we made sauerkraut by the crock full. We made homemade wine by the barrel full. The tiny wild grapes here.
Yeah.
We made them. What else did we do? Oh, shucks. In those years, you didn't have to buy much except maybe sugar, and flour, and pepper, and things like that. Everything else you raise on your land.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had a lot of stuff. Watermelons, and cantaloupes, pumpkins. We raised all that stuff. Garden stuff. Oh, shucks. We had a heaven in the way when it comes to food. We never suffered for any kind of food.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you had a big garden, too.
Yeah, it's about 40 by 60.
Wow, that's big. I had a garden last year, and it was 15 by 15, and I thought that was pretty big.
I had my money by 40, and I haven't gotten a garden. It's too much work, and don't pay.
Everything's
too much covered with insects, you know.
Yeah.
So don't pay, I quit.
Well, let's see. What else can I ask you? Now, when I get there, because, you know, the vegetables, some of the vegetables you named, I have to ask you, but now I can skip it. When a woman, if the house is dirty, what does the woman have to do to it?
Well, all we ever did was sweep. We had no vacuum cleaner. Never did a mopping. I just don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call that thing that you sweep with?
Broom.
Okay. Let's see. I guess it was usually on Monday that women used to take the dirty clothes, and what did they do with dirty clothes?
Well, I wouldn't say we had a special day. We'd build out a fire out in the yard on the